Praise the Lord. We want to look today at the power of intimacy. We all know what intimacy is. There are proper intimacies and improper intimacies, obviously. But we want to look at, there is power in intimacy in whatever direction it is going. Because intimacy is tied together with passion, and in whatever direction a person is passionate, that's the direction that it's going to take them. So there are people who are intimately entwined with evil, and as a result, become increasingly adept at evil things. It just works that way. That's why, the Bible can say without any reservation at all that except for the grace of God, there go I. Don't anyone think that they would be incapable of being the most evil person that they can imagine? We've actually seen we've seen it revealed how at one time or another, a case where even in the case of a minister just hammering on the evils of another minister, and then all of a sudden we discover why they were hammering, because they were convicted of their own evil. And so then it was revealed. And so the thing is that let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. We have a family joke on that, because I said that at our breakfast table, and Rachel wanted me to translate, or maybe it was our dinner table, whatever it was, and I said, well, I understand, honey, they were all one-syllable words, but you just didn't grasp them. But I realized that those are King James words. But, it's watch out if you think you've got it wired, because you can get a short circuit too. In other words, just stay intimate with God. If we stay intimate with God, then we will move in the proper direction. But the power of intimacy, it is through intimacy that there is creation. Now, the major one that we might think of that when a man and a woman are intimate, they have the power to create. And they can create a child. Evil cannot do that. Not a man and a man, or a woman and a woman. It takes a man and a woman. Now, that doesn't mean that there is not intimacy that is evil, and that still creates the perfect gift, a child. Because God gave us that power to create, to be fruitful, and to multiply. Now, obviously, God's intention in His creation was for good. Because every good and perfect good gift comes from God. And fortunately, with God, even the most evil things can be transformed into righteous things through the blood of the cross, or through Jesus who loves us. And so there is that great power in intimacy. Now, this thought traveled into my spirit as I was doing inventory on my latest and greatest quest, and that is to love God in a very, 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 very special way, and to be able to bring people into that place. Now, it is a place that I don't know where it is. It's just a request that I made. But I believe that the Spirit of God gives us the desires of our hearts, and therefore that desire was planted there, and I agreed with it, and I made that request to God, and He agreed that we would do that. But like Abraham left not knowing where he was going. That really spoke to me, the fact that there were two parts to God's call on Abraham. Was leave where you are. Leave your stability, leave what you know, leave your father's house, leave your security, leave whatever, and go to the place that I will lead you. And Abraham agreed to do it. And God's word to him was that he would bless him and make him a blessing as a result of his believing, because Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him as righteousness. Well, intimacy with God is something that for 4,000 years, biblical years, people couldn't figure out. There were only a few who experienced that. And they would experience that at various times when the Spirit of God came upon them. But for the most part, if you read through the Old Testament, they could only speak of a time when that would come. But they couldn't really relate to it. They couldn't understand it. They couldn't comprehend, because they always had that legal part that was there. They always had that mountain that they could not touch and that they didn't want to touch, that they said, Moses, you go and hear from God. But intimacy with God was something out there that they could prophesy about, that the time would come, that they could say, as God said, they could repeat God, who said, the time will come when I will put a new heart within you. I will remove your stony heart, and I will put in a heart that will enable me to be your father and you to be my child, so that we can be intimate. You see, when Adam and Eve were created, God was intimate with them. He was able to have intimacy with them. Creation, if you will, in my estimation, came about because of God's desire to be intimate with us. His great love, He created everything with one purpose in mind, us. And He put Adam and Eve in a garden with one purpose in mind, and that was that they would make that garden grow and take over the earth. But Adam and Eve were deceived, and because of that, that garden had to be isolated lest they should live forever deceived. But God never gave up on being intimate with us. And because He never gave up on being intimate with us, He so loved the world. You see, intimacy is a passion driven by love or a need for love. Love is something that was placed in us, and a desire for it was placed in us. And of course, who is love? God. So love can never really be satisfied except by a relationship with God. Now, people who do not believe in God will not believe that, but they never could believe that simply because they will never experience the true love unless they come to know God. And once they know God, then they will be able to say, wow, if I'd only known. Because then they will be able to know what real love is. Until then, they can only look at people who have known real love and say, you don't know what you're talking about. And what we know, they can't comprehend, because they can't comprehend except by the Holy Spirit. Does this make any sense? Good. No? Yes? You know? Hang with me. It'll come, I'm sure. I'm counting on it. I mean, I'm listening as you're listening. It makes sense, but it needs some work. And that's what I told the Lord, we would need some work, okay? But the fact of the matter is, when you think about it, okay, let's just take you back to before you understood a little bit about God's love. And did you have any need for God's love before you understood God's love? No. And after you understood God's love, you understood that you didn't understand before. And it became a reality. See, I told you we'd make it simpler. But it was just as simple the other way. Okay? Now, so then, we have God in His great love and in His great desire to be intimate with us, creating the universe, giving us the power to create, us interrupting that power, then God sending Jesus Christ to make it uninterruptible, to make it the real thing. Now, Christ came and showed us the result of an intimate relationship with God. As the disciples walked with Christ, well, they were where we were before we knew. They were like, what kind of man is this? This seems really good. He's got something with God that I think the prophets were talking about. We'll hang with him. There was something so powerful about Jesus' love for God that when he said, follow me, they, like Abraham, said, okay, I'll follow you. They didn't know what they were getting into, but there was something powerful that flowed out of Christ's intimacy with God. You see, there is something powerful that flows out of your intimacy with God. And as we understand that, then we have a greater desire to be intimate. This is the ideal of man and woman coming together, getting to know one another, getting to know one another better, getting to know one another so well that they want to be intimate. But because we've come to know one another through God, we want to be intimate God's way. That's proper intimacy. Young people, don't settle for less than that. Proper intimacy. Because that's the real deal. And anything less than that is not the real deal. And anyone who has experienced less than that knows that anything less than that is not the real deal, and the real deal is worth waiting for. Now, that's easy for an old guy to say. An old guy who did it wrong. An old guy who spent the first 7 years that he was married gathering pieces of his life, until there came the time when he could say to his wife, I'm back. Because you see, intimacy outside of Christ breaks off pieces. The Bible says that whenever you are joined with someone, part of you stays there. This was not the intention, but it was necessary, I guess, because that's where we went on this, okay? Proper intimacy. Okay, so God made it so that we could get a look at proper intimacy and what happens with proper intimacy with God through Jesus Christ. Now, before that, people were intimate in different ways, weren't they? They had children. They populated the earth. All of that was going on. But they never were able to grasp intimacy with God. And while Jesus was on the earth, they continued to say, what's up with you? We think we know something and you blow us out of the water. We're walking with who we now know is the Son of God, and we are hopeful but clueless. And Jesus said, now, when I go away, I'm going to ask the Father. And He's going to give you the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is going to let you understand everything. And as in Acts chapter 1:8 says, and you will receive power. when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the end of the earth. Remember, we started out the year with the Lord's command to go and make disciples, teaching them to observe all the things that I have shown you. In other words, you're going to be empowered to do this. Now, Sue's scripture and what Sue shared up here about, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed to all the earth. You will receive power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be witnesses. How will you be witnesses? Because the power of God is going to be revealed in your life. The power of what? What's the greatest thing the Holy Spirit does for us when He reveals all truth to us? If you think about it, the Holy Spirit enables us to love and be intimate with God. Because He breaks down the barriers to our understanding and to our minds, and suddenly we recognize the truth and we love God. Now, I know this is true, mostly because it's in here. But by personal experience, when I was first saved, I knew there was something more. I knew that it sounded strange to me that I could possibly love God, who I had never seen, more than I loved my parents, who had put up with me and were still putting up with me after 30 years. How was that ever going to happen? But when I came to know a little bit, there was something inside of me, I believe the Spirit guiding me, that kept saying, just follow. Just keep following. Just keep following that desire. And when the Holy Spirit came upon me, when I made room for the Holy Spirit, when I quit thinking that the Holy Spirit was talking in tongues and understood that the Holy Spirit was the Holy Spirit, so then I didn't need to resist anything else, but that I could just be open to the Spirit's leading, I began to love God. And as I began to love God, I then allowed God to direct me past all the hurdles and past all the things that tried to rob me of what God had for me, and sprung into that place of loving God. I think that as I stand here, that moment took place when worship took over my life. When worship began to come up out of my innermost being, which was love for God. And intimacy gives us power over all the wiles of the enemy. Intimacy empowers us to create the things of God. Intimacy empowers us to speak of things that are not as though they are and see them come to be, because we have that intimate relationship with God that keeps us from denying anything about God and keeps us confident that all things in God are true. We are intimate with Him and therefore He cannot fail. If we begin to allow the intimacy to wane, to dissipate, to shrink, guess what can happen? Then we lose the creative power. It's the same thing. That's when intimacy goes out of a relationship, then that relationship is suspect. Now, intimacy is not sex. Intimacy, part of it is sex. Part of it is just the knowing and the loving and the understanding and fighting to keep it. See, that's the problem. The world's perverted idea of intimacy is the ultimate of intimacy is the sex. And sex is just a part, not the whole, not the focus. That's where wrongful intimacy happens. That's where young men say to young girls, "Oh, if you really love me." And the young girl says, "Oh, I really do love you. Then prove it." And in the natural world, you know, the obvious of the prove it is, "Let me have it." A smart young girl will say, "If you really love me, prove it. I'm worth waiting for." We're back there again. Okay. I like that drum, man. Okay. So, the power of intimacy. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power. The Holy Spirit transforms, or gives us the capacity actually to transform. The Holy Spirit provides the power, but we make the choice. Okay? And so when you look in Galatians, you see the lust of the flesh, the fruit of it, and you see the fruit of the Spirit. Intimacy with God not only enables us and empowers us to love God and to create, but it also allows us then to create the fruit of the Spirit in our lives and around our lives. And therefore, we can not only love God, but we can love with God's love. And when people are loving with God's love, it changes. Jesus loving with God's love changed entire cities. Loving God and loving with God's love, it says of the disciples, it turned the world upside down. It still is. It is still that, even though people do not understand it. And what do people attack the most? They attack the things they don't understand the most. And that's why the natural thinking people, they will attack Christians before they will attack suicide bombers. Apparently, they feel safe attacking Christians. I wonder why. Because Christians are operating in love. But nobody wants to tick off somebody that'll strap a bomb to them and blow them up. Now, if they had a bit of a spiritual brain, they would look at themselves in the mirror and they would say, "If we're going to attack somebody, why do we want to attack people who just love God and do good things all over the place? And let these people that do atrocious things and declare to the world, we can't bother them. It just isn't right for us to offend them." Well, personally, I'd like to see them saved and dead. If they get saved, the best thing for them would be dead. They might turn back to where they were before. Okay, enough of that. But the Lord Jesus comes in, and the fact of the matter is that in the Muslim world, people are having dreams of Jesus, and it's changing their lives. And they are being transformed from hating and wanting everyone dead to loving and wanting everyone to love God. And for that, guess who's killing them? And why are they killing them? Because they can't comprehend it. Why can't they comprehend it? Because they refuse to comprehend it. But the Lord says that if we will allow Him to do what He has promised He would do, that He would reveal His glory to the whole earth. And so just as it was with the disciples, who Jesus said, "You go and you make disciples, he put the responsibility upon them, and at the same time, he put it upon us. Blessed are you who it has been given to understand, to hear, to receive. Remember, receive and profit. And so it was that Abraham went ahead because he went as God had spoken it, according to the word that was spoken. The same word comes to everyone, but it only profits those who mix it with faith. You are sitting here today as people of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can now take the word and it will profit you. If you will receive the truth, and it is the truth, that there's power in intimacy. There's nothing so powerful as the power to create. With all of the genius that God has given to man, with all of the things that man has made, with all the technological advances, with all of the scientific advances, with everything, as far as I know, no one has been able to create anything out of nothing. Everyone uses different things to create, but there's not one that I know of that has made anything out of nothing except God. John tells us that everything that was made by him, and without him there was nothing made that was made. And that was a continual word. They still haven't made anything that has been made without what he made in the first place. If they go out to space and gather it, who made it? If they go down to the depths of the earth to gather it, who made it? If they have an idea, who made it? You see, for those of us who believe, that just makes absolutely perfect sense. But the people who don't believe, you're just one of them weak, deceived Jesus people. And they don't understand that we are the only people who really have power and have real understanding, because it's been given to us to know. Isn't that exciting? And so in intimacy with God comes power to create. If you're not feeling loving, what happens if you get intimate with God? When we've spent time being intimate with God, then the intimacy and the closeness with one another, when we say, you're my brother, you're my sister, take me by the hand, is different than it is when we haven't been intimate with God. But after we spend time with God, the power of love, joy, we can rejoice in God. We can rejoice with God's love. We can create joy. We can go on a mission to create joy. In our house, we have these times where joy needs to be created, but buttons are being pushed. Wrong buttons are being pushed. And so then, in an attempt to make an opportunity for joy to be created, we try to address the problem with the button pushing. Now, it could be an easy and joyous transition if everybody just said, joy! But sometimes it's really a hassle to get that created. But it's there right away. It's there right away. Actually, it's there before we go for it. It's there. Peace. Woo! There is no peace like the peace that comes from intimacy with God. You see, there's creative power in intimacy with God. That's why That's why my heart's desire is that deeper place of intimacy. And only God can take me there. But God can only take me as far as I'll go. But think of the power that you have when you yield yourself to intimacy with God. When other things come, when temptations come, when trials come, when anything else comes at you and you turn to intimacy with God, you are empowered to overcome, to cast down, to rebuke, to deny, to crush. The enemy will be crushed under our feet out of a time of intimacy with God. When you've had intimacy with God, you know God's on your side. And what weapon formed against you can prosper? What evil thing can stand against you? What evil thing can destroy you, can steal from you, can do anything to you? None. Why? Because you have an intimate relationship with God. Folks, there is no intimacy in religion. Religion is probably the biggest wall to intimacy. And it's a thick wall. And it's a tall wall. And it's a hard wall that only intimacy with God can tear down. Maybe Jericho was a picture of a people who were not really understanding what they were doing, but they were experiencing intimacy with God as they marched around that city. I'm sure that they wondered as they marched, what in the world are we doing? But they did it out of obedience to the man who heard God, who said God would do this. And that was a picture of intimacy. And the end result was a perfect picture of the power of the intimacy of God as the wall. And it was a strong wall and a big wall. And a thick wall, and an impermeable wall, could not be penetrated by people, but by God it was nothing. The power in intimacy. And we have been given to understand, because we know that every good and perfect gift comes from God, that when we will focus our intimacy on God, then every good and perfect gift is going to be poured out to us and through us. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed. Now we all to the degree that we understand it, I mean, if someone said, how'd you like to be intimate with God? We would say, well, I love Him. I guess I am intimate. Maybe. But could we be more intimate? And do you think that the more intimate you are with God, can you make that transition to comprehend that there is power in that? And you see, we need power. Because when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power. Jesus didn't send Him for no reason. He sent Him so that we could receive power. Because we need power to stand against the wiles of the devil. And the Holy Spirit, the first door He opens is intimacy with God. That we can know God. And when you know God, what do? You love God when you know God. When you know about God, when all you do is know about God, you're mostly confused. And you're drawn between two places of, well, it could be beneficial. In the end, it will be beneficial, but what's it got for me now? But when you know Him and you begin to love Him, things happen. There's power in intimacy with God. I encourage you. First, with the promise that I promise you that God wants to be intimate with you more than you know. That's absolutely true. He paid a tremendous price to be intimate with you. And so His intimacy for you is continuously moving towards you. His intimacy for people is all the time going out through all the earth. His intimacy is out there like He was out there saying, "Whom shall I send?" And Isaiah said, "Lord, send me." That intimacy, God's love for people is just out there and it's waving and people feel it sometimes. I used to sometimes get these feelings, just a rush before I was ever saved, but just about really good things just kind of made me, just made me quiver, you know. I think those were touches. They were little presences of God. And you see, because you can understand, you can help people to comprehend, that's intimacy with God. So, I guarantee you that He is closer than that, ready to be intimate. At any time, all the time, that your desire is to be intimate with Him. And I can guarantee you that out of your intimacy with Him, new power, greater power will begin to flow in your life. Greater confidence, greater assurance will just begin to come up, and you'll begin to find yourself experiencing the fruits of intimacy with God. Father, this is what we need. I know it. Keep us on the road, Lord. Grant me a willing spirit to sustain me, Lord. Grant us all ears to hear and to comprehend the greatness of the power of Your love toward us. Right now, Lord, may seeds of intimacy flow into each of our hearts. And may they begin to grow into the power that You sent them to create. I ask this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.